Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, May 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Typo squatting seems to be on the increase again, in particular when it comes to redirecting to malicious JavaScript. In the past, of course, typo squatting has been seen. It's nothing new. Most typo squatting is done just to redirect users to advertisements. But according to one reader who submitted some reports to us and others that chimed in, there appear to be more typo squatting sites now that attempt to infect users. This morning, I also had the opportunity to yet again inform a county government that its website was compromised and apparently was handing out the cool access exploit kit. Now, with that, I just want to go over some of the issues that keep coming up when it comes to notifying the owners of a site. First of all, the website itself should include some kind of contact information. In this case, yes, there was a phone number listed. I called the phone number and after a couple tries and handoffs was sent to the person that appeared to be responsible for the website. Now, the one thing I forgot to mention to that person was don't visit a website, and that's the first thing they did. As soon as I told them what page I thought was infected, they went straight for it. Of course, they didn't see anything, but it's hard to tell whether they were infected or not by going to the website. In this case, they may have seen a Java pop-up. This particular exploit apparently used Java. When I went to the site with a dedicated virtual machine I use for this purpose. The website appears to be cleaned up now, but one of the tricky parts was that not all page views did return the exploit kit. So you had to be a little bit patient and try a couple times until you saw the actual malicious JavaScript. I assume that they did have old outdated version of the WordPress plugin Supercache. We have seen a lot of exploits here, and according to the comments in the HTML of the page, they did use WordPress and Supercache. So that's kind of my most likely point of entry here. And then it looks like the website of federalnewsradio.com was also infected earlier today. It looks clean now, as well as the associated site WTOP.com, but again, hard to tell. The reader that submitted this information to us pointed out that they apparently are blocking access from Internet Explorer to their site as a sort of a quick fix to protect Internet Explorer users. I probably would rather see them close the site to all visitors until it is cleaned up, but they may have felt that just blocking Internet Explorer is sufficient at this point. Now, while we're talking about compromised web servers, there is a new vulnerability in Nginx. Nginx, for those of you who haven't heard of it, is a sort of up-and-coming web server. It's number three in popularity now after Apache and IIS, and frequently also used sort of as a proxy. So if you're using Nginx, make sure to patch to the latest version, which is 1.4.1. And then I received an interesting spam email today advertising dedicated servers for rent. Now, this itself isn't new, but the payment method was advertised as in bitcoins, and these servers were specifically advertised as bitcoin mining machines. So kind of interesting whether or not you would be able to mine more bitcoins with these machines than they actually cost to rent. Of course, given that this was a somewhat shady looking spam, it's very well possible that whoever sells these servers doesn't actually physically own them and instead just resells some compromised machine here. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.